Hi, this is Pat Barry.
The area near Fort Cascades is a great vantage point for seeing the dam. And the dam was built back in the 1930s. It was a public works project built during the Great Depression. And there were really three purposes. One was to generate power, generate hydropower. And I think today it generates enough for about 500,000 homes. It was also built to allow vessels to get past the Cascade Rapids because the reason for this. A lot of what went on at Fort Cascades was a portage. So if you have a lock to move vessels past a dam, you don't really need the portage anymore. And another reason for building the dam was to get people working during the Great Depression. It was one of the official public work sites. It was dedicated by Franklin Roosevelt back in the 1930s. On the same day, he dedicated a WPA site, a Work Progress Administration site called Timberline Lodge. And anybody who skis or snowboards or just likes to get up on the mountain knows about the Timberline Lodge. It's still up there. And they were both dedicated. They were both New Deal projects. They were both dedicated on the same day. And when you see the dam was built in stages. The original powerhouse and spillway and the original lock, which is no longer used, were built back in the 30s. In the 40s, during World War II, they added to the first powerhouse to increased the capacity, and a lot of the energy was used to build ships and aircraft to fight World War II. And a lot of the electricity was used during that time. The shipyards in Vancouver and Portland, for example, and the aircraft construction up near Seattle, a lot of that power went there. And then, as the area grew and more people moved to the area and more people plugged things in, the second powerhouse was added to really double the amount of generating capacity. So there's that. And that was completed in 1982. And then one more big change, the original lock that was started in the late 30s was replaced in 1993 by a larger lock. And the larger lock was needed because the other seven locks upriver on the Columbia and Snake were all built of a uniform size and all larger than the original lock. So that made the original lock at Bonneville a bottleneck because the tugboat companies would have to split their loads, take two through at a time, and come back and get two more or three more or whatever. So it cut travel time down quite a bit. So a lot of changes have taken place, and I think the changes really have mostly been in response to changing societal demands
And more of an emphasis on fish, you know, the
Endangered Species Act was certainly important, and that started to list some of these fish species. And since the 19s, really 70s probably, or 60s, there have been so many changes to make it safer for a juvenile salmon, especially to get past the dam. It's not so difficult for the adult salmon to get upstream,
but it's much more challenging to get the juveniles down safely. And that's where a lot of the research and funding has been placed over the last decades.